America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Upper Midwest correspondents are Melissa and Matthew Kellis. Melissa and Matthew are working parents from the Chicago area adventuring with four kids, elementary aged through high school, and two dogs. The family outgrew their tent after almost 20 years, and now they travel in a hybrid travel trailer. Even though they have a calendar filled with social engagements, kids' activities, and full-time jobs, they make sure there is always a camping trip on the horizon.
Hi, Melissa and Matthew. Welcome back.
Hi there.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's
thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you again. Last time on episode number 3, you took us to Baraboo Hills Campground in Wisconsin Dells. Now, this week, where are we going?
We are going to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park at Barton Lake in Fremont, Indiana.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Oh, his is good. I think his it's better than yours. Wait. One more time, Matthew.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
All right, we'll have to do a playback while I'm editing, and I'm going to declare a winner on social media. All right. Okay, so Melissa and Matthew, Barton Lake Jellystone, where is it?
It is in the corner of Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. It is in Fremont, Indiana, on I-80.
All right, about how far away is that from sort of nearby cities, Chicago, et cetera?
It's about an hour from South Bend, which is where Notre Dame is, and about three and a half hours from Chicago.
Okay, so now we know where we are. Now tell us what the campground looks like.
The campground is, I would say, giant. That's how I would describe it. They have, they are part of the Jellystone Rangers, right, resorts, and they have celebrated their 50th anniversary last year. 2015 was their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, 2015, this past summer.
Wow, and was that the first time you visited during that 50th anniversary celebration?
Yep, it was.
I bet they were pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, it was great. I just knowing that we hadn't been there before, there was no downtime, let's just say that.
Yeah, the Jellystones will keep you busy.
Jellystones are known to pack in the activities.
Now, for our listeners who haven't yet visited a Jellystone, these are oftentimes destination campgrounds, meaning that you expect to go to a Jellystone campground and stay there the entire time you're there, whether it's a weekend, a long weekend, 5 days a week, and just sort of be entertained by all of the activities and the different amenities that are there at the campground. So we're going to dive into all of that. But before we get there, tell us like the skinny, right? You said it's a giant campground. What about the sites? How is it set up? Where's our rig going to be parked?
As Matthew said, it's really big. They have about 700 sites.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it is very large. And I would say probably about half of the sites are actually seasonal. So there are a lot of seasonal campers at this campground at the Barton Lake Jellystone.
But you have, you know, you have 700 right. sites. So
and it's spread out. Like, I mean, there's a lot of room. You have your area where the pools are and the ranger station, and then you also have your area near the lake.
Are we talking pull-throughs, back-ins, everything?
I mean, they have pull-throughs, they have the back-ins, they have tent sites, they have more rustic kind of, you know, just put the tent down. And then they also have cabins and cottages.
So I would say that at least, I don't know, there's got to be 200 pull-throughs, full hookups.
We'll put in a link to the campground map so people yes. can follow along on that campground map, you know, yep. if they want to go back and look at where you're talking about in the different yeah. areas. Where did you stay?
So we stayed along the closer to the pool area. So we were in site 517 is where we were. At the end of the road was right near the pool. So the kids could, you know, we would just walk right out of the site and walk down the street, and the pool was right there, the ranger station, the arcade, everything was within, you know, walking distance right there. If you're closer to the lake, those sites were, you know, really nice. I felt like they were a bit smaller. You know, again, those are the back ends. If you're farther in the back by the lake, it's going to be a hike, you know, not in a bad way. I mean, it's not a long, I don't think it was a long haul. You walked over there, right, Matthew? Yeah. I didn't make it over there, but.
For having kids, the area that we stayed in, which is near the pools, was just a nice little hop skip down to the thing to bring all of our gear that goes with all of the kids. And though if you're over by the lake, then you're going to be over by the lake and you'll have to hike it over to the pools.
So that's good information for someone booking. It's a big enough campground that you could end up far away from the pool.
Yes.
You know, so you do want to look at that map when you're booking and say, okay, I want to be near this.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. And that's exactly what I did when I was on the phone with the reservations. You know, I had the site up, the map up, and I was able to talk with her. She would say, well, what about, you know, I have this open, I have that open. And, you know, she had told me one site, and I said, yeah, that's really close to the pool, and I can see people walking right through my site, and I don't want that. So,
yeah, yeah. Melissa, that's such a good point to make. We've made that recommendation on our other podcast so many times. Call someone and talk through
exactly.
what you're looking
with
for.
With that map open.
Yeah, with yep. the map open on your computer. Do not make online reservations. Open up the map, call, and say, this is who we are, this is what we're looking for. And they can give you recommendations, and you can give them immediate feedback on whether those recommendations are good. So, yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Now, let's talk about booking a little bit more since we're on the topic. Do you need to do a really large, you know, a long time advanced reservation to get in here? Is it a popular campground?
It is a popular campground. And on their website right now is the day they open up for reservations at 8 a.m. is June 2nd.
So January.
January 2nd. Oh, my gosh.
Don't wait till June 2nd.
Yeah, no, January. January 2nd is when they open.
And they have like this cute little countdown on their website.
Yeah.
How many days till the camping season?
After June 2nd, don't even bother calling.
Yeah.
For this past summer, I think it was after June that I called, and I was looking for a weekend in July that you know, it seemed like it was open that we could go. And she was like, yeah, no, there's nothing open. And then I was like, well, what about this weekend? It was like a weekend in August. And she's like, I have two sites open.
Yeah.
So and it was like that.
You know what? You're bringing up a lot of good points, Melissa, for maybe some of our listeners who haven't been maybe RVing or camping as long. Many people do think they can call, right? Like you would for a hotel a month in advance and say, hey, I'd like to book. And that is not the case with many campgrounds. So if this sounds like a campground that you'd like to try out, their reservation system opens January 2nd. And you need to get on the horn.
Yep, exactly.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
And what about how much I'm going to pay if I want to make that reservation in January?
So the full hookups are from 2015. We haven't seen the 2016 numbers. So,
rates, yeah.
But the 2015 rates were $68 to $75 for a full hookup. Water Electric was at about 60. And then the cabins, they have both cabins and deluxe cottages. So the cabins run about 85 to 100, and the cottages are 185 to 215.
So, and just to give a little, so, you know, Baraboo, I think it was between 50 and 60 for a full hookup. So for this campground, it is on the higher end of the campgrounds in the area.
Okay.
And I think it's just because they have so much to offer. So you're going to spend less money going out and doing stuff when you've paid for everything that you're probably going to do
at the resort.
Right. And that is the perfect place to say, okay, now that we have all this information on the campground, we are going to come back in a minute to talk about the Barton Lake Jellystone and all of the activities and the amenities that it has. And I think that price tag is going to be understandable after we go through all those. Right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're here again with Melissa and Matthew Kellis, and we're talking about the Jellystone Park Camp Resort at Barton Lake, and we want to start talking about all of the great amenities. So what do they have?
So earlier we had said pool, and really they have pools. They have, I think, four or five pools. I've lost count. Inside the park that comes with your admission. And this year, next year, 2016, they're going to require campers to wear a wristband to go to the pools, even though it's a part of your stay. So there's a wristband for that, but it's not an extra fee for the wristband. And the cool the pools they have are a nice splash pad. So I don't know if you guys have, I'm sure you've seen these things. They're giant.
I don't even think they call it a splash pad here. They call it a splash park.
Park. Oh.
Yeah, because it is a park, right? It's everything.
It's giant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the big old bucket where, you know, you stand under it and it dumps a big old bucket over your head. Like, you know, there were guns that, you know,
squirt guns,
shoot
yep.
each other. I mean, it was great. The kids loved it.
Sounds like you loved it, too.
All right. Well, I did like shooting the kids.
They have a very small kiddie pool, and then they have two other pools. That one is an activity pool, so there's a basketball hoop and a volleyball net. And then another pool is just hanging out in. And they're all broken out into different areas.
Sections.
In little sections. And just the whole thing is all grouped together. So it's centered inside the middle of the park. And then, all you know, each pool has its own little space.
Yeah.
Now, you were there during peak season. Did all of those different pool areas and water features spread the crowd out nicely?
Yes. With 700 sites, you do have a lot of people. I mean, but it wasn't, I never felt overwhelmed with the amount of people at the pool.
Yeah. There was enough. The nice thing about the pools is that they're gated. So you have, okay, so you have the splash park, and then that's like gated. So people gate in and out. And then right next door, you can go through a gate and go into, you know, what Matthew called the hangout pool. And then if you wanted to hang out there, had its own chairs, whatever, go to the next, open the next gate, and then you go to the next pool. So it was just nice because it felt like it wasn't just like this huge space of just pool and people.
Probably a good point for people with younger kids, too,
yes.
right? You could be
yes.
there and you wouldn't feel like your younger child was just disappearing over to the splash
Correct.
Pad.
Yeah,
yes. That's a really good point for parents.
There is an indoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So if it rained, which it didn't while we were there, and there wasn't any... It didn't rain or whatever, but my kids still were like, ooh, indoor pool. I think they were in there like maybe 15 minutes, and then they were like, this is boring. And I was like, yeah.
I think that pool might have been not so busy.
One thing Matthew really liked about the pool, we even argued about what we should call this. So I'm going to let him say what it
well,
was.
Well, I'm just going to say that Boo Boo, because it's Boo Boo called it this because it's on the map.
Oh,
it says
is?
Tiki Hut on it,
awesome.
Right in the middle of the pools. But it's a snack. It's not like you're not having
full meal.
A Mai Tai or anything, right? It's just it's a snack bar. But it's cool looking. It's got a tiki feel. It was nice and a nice place. They had nice umbrellas and a nice place to hang out and just sit.
And then
while the kids were at the pool, you know, yeah. It was great.
And they
So you couldn't get an adult beverage, but it was still a nice place to sit and have a juice.
That's yes. right. I did not see an adult beverage on the menu. I might have missed it, but I just didn't. I didn't notice it.
And they like yell out like specials, you know, like hot dog and fries, you know, $2.50. Come and get them, you know, like that kind of thing. So it was cute.
I know Jeremy's going to like this a lot. They had two bounce pillows.
I think it's like a requirement at Camp Jellystone is like you have to have two bounce pillows.
They also had a nice little mini golf and then, your standard playground. The nice thing is they did have some boat rentals. Because Barton Lake, some of it is on the lake, you do have some nice small little boats and paddle boats that you could rent.
So one of the things that was really cool was they had they have a free train, and it's a train, but somebody drives it. Obviously, it's
but our kids adore trains going around yeah. campgrounds. It's one of their favorite things.
But because there's so many people, it was just interesting. You have to get tickets. So they don't cost anything, but I think it was more to kind of schedule people so then not like 100 people show up for the train and there's fighting and whatever. So you have to go to the arcade, you're given a ticket for a particular time, and then that's your time to take the train. And again, that's included.
Interesting that they make you go into the arcade to get the tickets for the train.
I was going to mention it because I know you love the arcade.
Jeremy's favorite thing.
And the arcade at this place is like, you play games and you get tickets, and then you can buy stuff with your tickets.
Oh, for like bouncy balls, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yep. So plan an extra half hour in the arcade because you're going to have to finish your games and then shop.
You know, they got to spend their tickets.
Great for a rainy day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parenting tip of the week. Plan extra time for cashing in tickets, right? Okay, so that's a good insider tip, though, too, that at some campgrounds, it's really important to sign up for those activities or to, like, register or reserve those activities in advance. So if you want to get on the train ride, and your kids probably will if they see it going around the campground, do that in advance, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So let's move towards activities because, really, that's the bread and butter at a Jellystone. So what were some of the fun activities that they were offering while you were there?
Goodness, they start as early as 9 and go till, you know, 10, 11 p.m.
7. I don't know if they go to
The movies, all right, till 9, let's say. All right.
You're going to you cut it down the middle. You guys just compromised on campground of the week.
Well, because yeah, that's usually the time we get back, but yeah.
All right, what happens in the morning?
So you've got, you know, picture time with the characters. They have Bible school. They have, you know, the typical crafts. You got your tie-dye. You've got your, you know, making. I think the weekend we were there, I think there was like a birdhouse. Like they could make like a little tiny birdhouse. And
those you have to pay.
Those are extra.
Under $10 little gifts.
They have games. So there were, you know, meet at the pool and you're going to play a game of water kickball or, you know, then they had the, you know,
Ultimate Frisbee. Really like a nice Frisbee game.
So a lot of organized sports available for the kids.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
I know that our kids really responded at some yogis that we went to when they did the organized like Gaga ball. We've talked about that on, you know, the RVFTA podcast. Like,
yep.
Our kids really engage when they taught them how to play a new game. So it's nice to hear that they do that at this campground.
Yeah.
Yep. And they do, you know, they have karaoke. They have the movie night, you know, where they put a movie on outside. So
family dance. So and you got some bingo. You can also play bingo.
Candy bar bingo. Love it.
And did you do that?
No.
No, I never let my kids do the candy bar bingo.
For our listeners who are unfamiliar with Jellystone, this reinforces that point that, you know, they're designed so that if you go there, you do not really need to leave. The entertainment seems to all be there for you.
Exactly.
Yes. I would say, just kind of thinking about the place. And when I said where it was, that's really the most exciting thing is being at the park and getting to see Yogi and Hey Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
I was studying his style. I was kind of
he was trying to imitate
analyzing it and thinking about it.
So I tried to sneak one in. Sorry.
So you caught him off guard.
So there's another activity that is an additional cost, but it is right on site. Is they have Zoom Flume water slides. So what these are is they're water slides for bigger kids, like your typical water slides that you see at like a water park. And you know they have a height requirement, so it's 42 inches, and they charge you per slide. So you could pay $1 to slide down once, or you know they had a punch card where you could do so many slides for a flat fee, and then they also had you know your daily pass where you could $25 and you could slide as much as you want.
And for your kids, it was sort of age appropriate for the ages you had? Like your kids had a lot of fun with that, or it was too young for them? What was the deal with that?
All of our kids just were over a requirement. I think it was 42 inches. So yeah, I think they loved
it. Emily just made it. So.
Okay, so be aware, many of the other activities that you mentioned were included in the cost of your campsite. But if you want to do the extra water slide feature, correct, where you get to go down, you will have to purchase the activity pass.
Right.
Are there any other insider tips that you want to offer our listeners just to make sure that they get the most out of their visit to the Barton Lake Jellystone?
Get ice cream. Ice cream.
Is it particularly good there?
It was so good.
It was good, and for the price, you get a lot.
Size of my head. It was that. It was just giant.
And he's got a big head.
I was going to say, Matthew, I follow you on Instagram.
Lots of choices flavor-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was at least 10 different flavors, mm-hmm. I think. Everybody came out with a different flavor, so yeah, we had enough to cover the family. So when you've got the Adventuring Six, it covers them out.
I'm a big proponent of campgrounds having like a real ice cream shop and a real ice cream selection. I think that helps take a campground over the top.
That's a common discussion between Melissa and I. I am right there with you, Jeremy. Real ice cream is the only way to go 90% of the time.
Whatever. Ice cream's ice cream.
Ice cream's ice cream, Melissa. Fist bump.
At a destination campground, you don't want to have to hop in the car and go drive to some local ice cream shop. Right. I want it right there.
All right. Well, at the Barton Lake of Jellystone, you can have it. All right. So nobody's perfect. This sounds like an amazing campground, a great destination place where you can go, take a break with your family, and just have fun with your kids. Is there anything that you would say our listeners need to know they might want to see improved?
Go ahead.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. This is her thing, so
no,
I'm going to let her go.
Stop it. Okay, so we arrived late in the evening. So because
we're going out with all of us, we never show up when there's light.
There's too many of us. We don't show up anywhere on time. So we got there, it was dark, and it was really hard. We didn't have an escort, and so it was really hard to find our spot. And it was, for me, I felt like the signage for the sites, like to see, oh, this is site, 321, or it was really hard to see. Like, I couldn't tell. Like, I had to get out of the car and go look and say, oh, yeah, this is our site, to see the number.
Now, in a campground with 700 sites, that sounds like a reasonable thing to want to see improved, right? Either somebody bringing you to the site, or if that's not possible, having things really clearly marked.
Right. And I think we might have just been in that window because we didn't get an escort. We had gotten there after the store had closed or the reception had closed. And maybe the person who was taking to sites wasn't there, so we missed them and just kept going.
Because we saw somebody that got there after us being escorted.
Yeah, in the rain. So yeah. At that point, they totally helped them out, the people that were near us, and it was great. And I think if you get there and there isn't somebody, I think you should wait and get that escort. Don't try and venture out on your own. Unless you want to cruise around the campground at 10 o'clock at night in the dark.
Right. So that's both almost like an insider tip and a nobody's perfect issue. Because in other words, stay put and wait for an escort. Because oftentimes that escort does make all the difference in backing you in right and getting you into your site, both like the right site and as easy as possible. You guys, that was such a great review of the Barton Lake Jellystone in Indiana, and we are so grateful that you shared it with us. Now tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, so we were both, you can follow us both on social media independently, but we're kind of sporadic and not just RVing. So we've decided to put together for 2016 Adventuring 6, both on Twitter and on Instagram. You can follow us with the number 6, and that will be specific about our trips and not about our yard or the flowers or
soccer.
Well, we followed you already, we did. We encourage everybody to do so. Are you guys stronger and tougher than the Fantastic Four?
In numbers, safety in numbers.
I don't know. Mr. Fantastic's pretty Mr. Fantastic, so we'll see.
Well, yeah. We certainly look forward to having you guys back for one thing, and we look forward to following your adventures on social media next
year. And until then, we'll see you at the campground,
guys. See you guys at the campground.
Thank you.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.